From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Arguments were heard Thursday in a lawsuit filed by the Missouri Democratic Party over the appointment of Mike Kehoe as lieutenant governor. Marshall Griffin reports.
Attorney Matt Vianello represents the Democrats and lead plaintiff Daryl Cope, a World War II veteran from southern Missouri. Vianello says there's no clear direct language in state law or the Constitution that addresses filling vacancies in the lieutenant governor's office.
It is actually presumed that every statute, every word, every constitutional provision has meaning. And the way that you give meaning to all of them is by saying that the governor does not have authority to appoint a lieutenant governor.
The attorney general's office disagrees and is asking Cole County Judge John Beadham to dismiss the suit. No ruling was issued Thursday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A woman sustained whiplash injuries on the Typhoon Twister waterslide in Six Flags St. Louis after the ride flung her into the air. There was no prior safety inspection of the waterslide conducted by government officials, as the ride is exempt from a Missouri law regulating amusement rides passed in 2004. A Six Flags spokeswoman says the ride is temporarily closed. Representatives of other water parks around the state said they also operate with little to no state oversight. Officials say it's no surprise the slide didn't have to pass a government safety review, even though an estimated 80 million people flock to about 1,000 water parks in the U.S. every year. A newspaper analysis has found Missouri allowed more than twice as many tax deductions to families claiming a stillborn child than the number of such cases actually reported in 2016. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a review of state tax records and public health figures found the Missouri Department of Revenue issued deductions to 1,044 families for stillborn children that year. But the Department of Health and Senior Services says it received reports of 467 stillborn children that same year. Supporters of the deduction, which was enacted in 2015, say they are puzzled by the disparity. The Columbia, Missourian reports construction on the U.S. 63 connector at Interstate 70 in Columbia is expected to wrap up in the next few months, and an extension between Conley Road and Business Loop 70 East will open. On Monday, a ramp that gives drivers direct access to I-70 from the Business Loop will close permanently, and then it'll take about 35 days to complete the project, according to an engineer with the Missouri Department of Transportation. Traffic heading east will be able to use the extension Monday, but traffic heading west will not be able to do so until the project is complete. The goal of the project, according to a MoDOT engineer, is to increase safety. An average of 6 accidents causing serious injuries have occurred on the ramp each year for the past 10 years. Funding for the project comes primarily from sales taxes at the Broadway Marketplace Shopping Center. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.